Welcome to the April 29th recording of the CASB School Board Advocate with Matt Cook, CASB's Director of Public Policy and Advocacy. The School Board Advocate recordings are available when the School Board Advocate is published. And right now, that is every other week. Although this one is a week late because I was on vacation, so thank you for your patience. If you don't have time to read the SBA in its entirety, we hope these recordings help to get you the information you need in order to move forward in your advocacy efforts. The recordings are available to members on CASB's website at www.casb.org under the Advocacy tab. And you can also find the link in the School Board Advocate newsletter. Take it away, Matt.
Thank you, Leslie. So this week, lots happening at the Capitol. We are just about halfway done with what we think is the session. They completed day 70 recently, and of course they have 120 days to do their work. They took a month off, obviously, in February. So the goal, at least from everything I've heard, is still to wrap up somewhere around the Memorial Day holiday. So if that's the case, they've got a lot of work to do, including some new bills that will be introduced in the next, well, hopefully month or so. The one I'd highlight the most is the statewide collective bargaining. This bill would significantly change labor rules and labor regulations across the state for both school districts, local municipalities, as well as the state. The state already had a similar bill that was passed last year. So this bill would say that if you have a majority of an employee group who wishes to be represented, that the Board of Education would have to recognize them and bargain with them. There's also lots in the bill related to forced arbitration of disputes and some other things. So I would encourage you to look at the bill when it drops. We're told anytime now we should see it. There's also going to be a bill this year around marijuana potency, and this was an eye-opener for me. The products being sold in Colorado are not just what we might think of traditional marijuana cigarettes. There are also concentrated products that are known as dabs and shatters, and these particular products have much higher potency, sometimes as much as 94% pure THC. And THC is the chemical that provides the psychotropic effect, if you will, how you get high from marijuana. And this bill would attempt to bring some rules and some regulations to what has to go on a label so that people know what they're buying, what they're ingesting, a lot of those things. So this is something that I think for many of us as young people are particularly high users of these products that CASB board members will want to be interested in. Keep an eye out for that bill. Also, we're going to see a bill on early childhood education. Speaking of things that are harmful to young people, if you'll remember last November, Proposition EE was passed, and this was a tax on vaping and traditional tobacco products that will be used to help fund early childhood education. So there is a bill proposal now to create a new statewide agency that would put the majority of early childhood efforts, both preschool through public and private providers, into a central agency. So lots of thoughts on that, I'm sure. And again, just keep an eye out for that. One bill that we have been eagerly anticipating and has now been introduced is House Bill 21-1294. This is the K-12 Education Accountability and Performance Audit Bill. This bill is simply ask the state auditor to go out and look at programs, education programs that have been placed in Colorado for, in some cases, more than a decade, and actually evaluate them and see if they're doing what they were intended. And so this is House Bill 21-1294. Representative Shannon Byrd and Representative Serena Gonzalez-Gutierrez and Senator Robert Rodriguez. And we are eagerly anticipating the debate and the conversation around this bill. And then, as if that wasn't enough, it seems likely that there will be a special session of some kind in the fall. There has been so much federal money allocated through the various COVID relief programs that the General Assembly has not been able to get a good handle on how to spend all of it. And so they are likely, seems like, to come back in, maybe September for a few days to do some of that. Even when they're done, they may not be done. And then speaking of things that are coming up, the November ballot actually is starting to shape up. The Colorado Title Board has approved 5 titles related to income and property taxes. And I would point you over to the Secretary of State's website. And if you click on the Colorado Title Board link, it'll take you to these initiatives. two initiatives, number 30 and 31, would reduce state income tax both for on personal income and also corporate income. And then 26, 27, and 28 would reduce property taxes on various aspects of both Colorado residential and commercial property. As you know, folks repealed the Gallagher Amendment, the voters in Colorado did last November, and there is some worry that the legislature is going to increase those property taxes, and both of these, all three of these ballot measures are an attempt to kind of head that off. Keep your eye on those. They have been certified for title, so that means that the proponents can now go out and gather signatures to try and get on the ballot. And so I know it's only in April, early May, but we are already looking forward to what's going to be on the November election ballot. From Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C., some news this week. The department has released some guidance on all of the education-related COVID health pandemic funding. It's pretty dense stuff, very complex, but it's a good source for CASB members, both board members and superintendents and their leadership teams, as it gives you at least a place to go and look at some resources. The Congress is back after their spring recess, and it's the start of budget time. And so in a year when a new president has been sworn in, he or she would submit what's known as a skinny budget request, meaning they haven't had time to develop a full budget because they've only been seated since January. And so they highlight only areas that they want. However, I will tell you, and we highlight this in the School Board Advocate, and I would encourage you to go out there if you have an opportunity and read it and click on a link that shows this graphic. Congress has not been able to pass a successful budget on time since 1998. And so the budget season in D.C. may kick off with the request from the White House, but really how things have been done in Washington, D.C. in recent experience is either through what's known as a continuing resolution, where Congress can fund the operations of the federal government for a specific period of time, or these larger omnibus bills where they can jam in a lot of things under one bill and do things that way. So kind of seems to be life as usual on Washington, D.C. and on Capitol Hill. Finally, as we wrap up today, I would just encourage you to start thinking about the CASB Fall Conference and Delegate Assembly. We are going to be in person this year, Friday, October 22nd and Saturday, October 23rd in Fort Collins. Now is the time for you and your board, fellow board members and superintendent teams to think about resolutions that you would like to put before the delegates and see if they agree. These resolutions have been extremely important to CASB's advocacy efforts the last, certainly for, you know, 4 or 5 years, but already this year we have a number of bills that have either passed both chambers and are awaiting the governor's signature that came directly from CASB delegate resolution. So we encourage you to keep an eye out for that. Sign up on the website and get ready to join us in Fort Collins for the Fall Conference and Delegate Assembly. And Leslie, that is the School Board Advocate for this time.
Well, this wraps up the April 29th recording of the CASB School Board Advocate. We want to thank our sponsor, the Colorado School District Self-Insurance Pool, for their continued support. We'll have the next recording available on Friday, May 7th. That's next Friday. But until then, have a great weekend.